Questions 46 through 50. Look at the questions. Then listen to a professor addressing his students.
As you all know, the final exam's next Friday. Today we'll go over what's on the exam, what you'll be expected to do, and so on. Now, the exam will be given in this room next Friday and starts promptly at 2. Do not be late. If you're even a minute late, you won't be allowed into the room and you'll receive a failing grade for the exam. You've been warned. The exam begins at 2, and you'll have until 5 to finish it. That's 3 hours. But most people finish in about 2.5. The exam has 3 parts. In the first part, you'll identify information from the novels we've read this semester. Perhaps a character name, a place name, a few words, or a longer quote. You'll need to identify the author and title of the novel, describe what the given information is and its significance. In the second part, you'll read a short excerpt. Again, you'll have to identify the novel and its author, but you'll also have to write a short paragraph giving your interpretation of the passage and explain its relationship and importance to the book as a whole. You'll need to demonstrate that you know the origin of the passage, that you understand it, and that you're able to assess its role or importance to the story. The last part is an essay on some theme that unites everything we've read. You'll have to demonstrate not only that you've done all the reading, but that you're able to see how these novels relate to each other, how they're connected, how they reinforce, contradict, or contrast each other. There are many ways for novels to be connected.
Number 46.